special. When you realize your insignificance, you see your significance. Not to say that your life doesn't matter, but you're not some miraculous miracle. Look, it's just fine. Ever look at the night? Even the moon stills its shine. All the stars you see overhead are still blaring their lights and their light years dead. What's important to consider? Maybe you can use this as your center. The very world we live in is amazing. Just like drying grapes make a raisin. These past generations didn't know what they were raising.
And it takes a true expert to find the imaginary line between those two stages. Or it vanishes under the all-pervading influence of radio and television.
Saying you're special, like you have your own rainbow, and we ate that shit up, leaving us to reap that lie and puke that up. You aren't shit, and neither am I. I gave up this facade that you deserve a good life. Accept how it is, and accept what comes with strife, and you will live a wonderful life. Because if you're not main, you're not trying. Your life will only be a small freeze frame when you die. You can spend hours in prayer, whatever makes you feel better. Hold your head up for this life and enjoy the weather. Life is a flip of a coin and accept that there's no way to correct this human error.
Escape before it's too late.
Nothing gold will stay. It all tarnishes and melts away. Don't stay on one way. Feel free to stray. Adventures are important. They hold life at bay. What will you tell in your dying glory? What will those last moments of life be? Will they tell a meaningful story? Always create. Always destroy. Keep your words on the tip of your tongue and your knife sharp, ready to deploy. Life isn't beautiful. You are beautiful. Life is ugly. But that is what makes life worth living. Live a life so true to yourself that there's no hope of forgiving. Love those close the most.
Yes, we're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you that somebody who's bored is asleep? And somebody who's asleep will not say no? See, I keep thinking that what we need is a new language. A language of the heart. Some kind of language between people that is a new kind of poetry. That's the poetry of the dancing bee that tells us where the honey is. Escape before it's too late.